from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go.
Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
Texans training camp day 7, live from the Methodist Training Center. I am Adam Spillane alongside John Lopez. We have Aaron Raybould here with us. Figgy Fig is enjoying a nice dry studio because it is rainy, it is wet, it is crowded, it is humid out here at Texans training camp. It is day 7. We have things going on right in front of us. We have the first team taking snaps as we speak. Good morning, John.
I was going to ask, is it wrong that I love this? And I don't think it's wrong because this place is jam-packed and all but one person loves this. All but one person absolutely loves this. It is still raining. It has been raining since they have come out on the field. It has not stopped anyone. The crowd was chanting, clapping in unison. There is water sort of dripping in. Nobody's getting drenched, but there's sort of water dripping in. But Figgy, I got to tell you, man, you heard Adam say, it is raining. It is humid. It is very crowded. Today, Figgy is basically Adam Spillane's worst nightmare come to life.
Man.
If this practice goes long, he may kill himself. He wants it in 2 hours and 9 minutes. It's just like a baseball game. Let's get these pitchers going. Let's get this thing going.
Big strike zone. Let's be aggressive at the plate. Everybody get out of here.
I heard Adam Spillane just wanted to go back to the studio and not be there live.
Oh yeah, I got like seven texts from him. Are we sure?
Do we have to go to practice today?
Are you sure we have to be out there? Yes, I'm sure.
We don't want to ruin the equipment out here.
That's right. I'm thinking of you guys. But no, hey, and by the way, you heard the intro. Give me some juice, baby. Well, we're going to give you some juice, baby. Juice Scruggs will be joining us live right off the field here today. But I got to tell you, Adam, I know I'm mostly kidding, mostly, kind of, sort of, about you out here. But it is pretty cool. I mean, it's a great environment. It's sort of a reflection of how this team has connected to this community, and this community is all in.
Oh, for sure. And you have Cal McNair out here giving out hats to fans. And Cal right now is standing out at, the 46-yard line. No umbrella. He's got the jacket on, but the hood isn't over.
Yeah.
He was singing along to Must Be the Money a second ago. So
okay.
Cal's in a good mood. Now, what's going on out here at practice? John Metchie is back. Mm-hmm. So John Metchie practicing again after he missed, the last couple days.
Yeah.
Still no Joe Mixon. So that's a week that Joe Mixon will have missed. We don't really know why Joe Mixon isn't practicing. Or at least we know there's an injury of some sort, but we don't know what type of injury.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans here whenever practice does end. But just a couple things that I've noticed so far. Kyme Fairbairn is ready to go. Kyme Fairbairn kicking in the in the rain, hit a 60-yarder, hit a 57-yarder. He was perfect just a minute ago from over here on the right side. And then you had a really nice catch along the sideline in the end zone when they were doing one-on-ones with the corners by Noah Brown.
So yeah.
Those are a couple of things that have stood out to me.
Those
so
are a couple of things. And you mentioned Kyme Fairbairn, and you're going to hear this again around the NFL. But Michael Badgley from the Detroit Lions is done their kicker. Good kicker. He's done a lot of good things. I think he was, well, I think he had like a 48 and a 55-yarder in the divisional round. Helped them beat the Rams. Out for the year with a torn hamstring. It's one of those things that you just sort of take for granted. And boy, knock on wood, because Kyme Fairbairn, you said it, in the rain, wet ball, hitting some long field goals. I think, yeah, that one was 59 or 60. That he
it was 60.
Yeah.
And that, I believe that is the first guy to be placed on IR. Wait, is a kicker. Yeah,
it might be.
The Rams the Rams lost a corner, but I think the Badgley injury might have occurred earlier. So who had a kicker being the first guy to suffer some sort of a serious injury
crucial.
In training camp? Yeah. And now, did that injury happen on the kickoff?
It was, I think he pulled a hamstring. I don't know if he was running. That's all I saw. He tore his hamstring.
Yeah.
He's going to need surgery. So I don't know if it was like during a drill. They don't do a lot other than warm-ups and drills kickers in general, so I'm guessing it was on a kick or some sort of kickoff or something.
But it is interesting just because we have heard that kickers may wind up being far more involved with kickoffs now than in the past because of the new rules.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if maybe he had to cover a kick, and if maybe that was why the injury occurred, where all of a sudden he had to push off on that hamstring and maybe that impacted things again.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe that's another reason. You know, we heard, I think it was the Steelers special teams coordinator during the summer was talking about, was it Steelers? It was the Chiefs. He was talking about, you know, maybe playing like a regular position player that can kick.
Like Justin Reed.
That's why it was him. It was talking about Justin Reed to actually kick those balls, and they can cover better. So that's something to keep an eye on. And you'll hear about this during passing thoughts in about 12 or 13 minutes. But they did go full go. They've done some kickoffs and kickoff return to date. But today was a full go, and there was some very interesting personnel out on the field. So I'll tell you about that during passing thoughts. But just one more thought about this Texans team and this rain, which hopefully everybody's safe. I know there's been some flooding on the east and southeast areas of Houston. So that's foremost the priority. But, you know, we've been kidding around, Adam, about God loves the Texans, God loves the Texans. Now, I'm not going there per se, but I will say this. It is really fortunate for this team that all four, has it been four or five? I think it's four open practices they've gotten out to the field when, by all rights, it could have easily been rained out. And the reason I say that, no one wants to practice in that bubble, like ever. Mm-hmm. Like that is a last resort kind of thing. Injuries, it's not quite as as fluid as you would see on an NFL field. It's not the same thing. Kidding or not, it's been great that they've been able to get out here.
Well, it's also, to me, it's important to practice outside in bad weather, because you're going to play 17 games, and you're not going to have great weather in all 17 of those games.
Yeah.
So you need to be ready, and you need to be prepared for what that looks like when you do have, when you are playing a game in a rainstorm, or when it is really windy out there, or just when the weather is bad, you have to be prepared for that. And so don't take it into the bubble. Like, take it into the bubble when it's 112 degrees or whatever outside. That's the time when you do it, because you're not going to have to deal with that, you know, most likely once the season starts.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a hit. It might be the first game. You know, well, it won't be the first game.
No.
That's indoors. But that first outdoors game might be a game where the elements come into play, and you need to be ready. Your kicker needs to be ready to be able to kick maybe a 55-yard game winner in the rain, because, and the fact that he's been able to do that out here, I think that only helps him.
Yeah, and to be clear, it has not stopped raining.
No,
it is raining. Pretty strong. Not like a torrential downpour, but pretty consistently, pretty strong. Of course, Nick Caserio's out here with no rain gear and all that. You know, of course, he's the dude. And right on cue. The good thing about coming on at 10 a.m. in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 is, right at 10 o'clock is when they really get after it. So we're going to be able to give you some stuff here. So far, they've been doing some midfield, on the positive side of the 50-yard line offense. Nothing spectacular yet. Nice little completion to Tank Dell from C.J. Stroud earlier, but it's picking up, and we'll give you our version of play-by-play, so to speak, as we move along here.
Players need to get out of the way. That's not
there's some
deal,
players
so.
In the way, yes.
No, all of them are in the way. Mm-hmm. I can't see. So you're taller than I am, so you might have a better window. Yeah. But this is now, we are less than a week away from a game.
Yeah.
And the Texans play in the Hall of Fame game 6 days from now against the Bears in Canton, Ohio. And it got me wondering, how much, if at all, do you play starters in the preseason?
Zero. Oh, in the preseason?
Yes, in the preseason.
Hall of Fame game, zero.
Yes.
In the preseason, I've been on this island for a long time, and the NFL has actually kind of come more to this side. Not the NFL league, the NFL teams. I don't see a lot of value in the preseason. More negatives than positives. And the reason is you get these inter-squad practices, these that you can really get everything set up how you want it. You can do a rep again if you want to see something again versus a particular matchup. It's meaningless. I mean, it really is. I don't want to see any of these starters. Now, I think they're going to, just for rep sake, how football coaches are. They want you to get the reps even if you're a 10-year veteran or whatever. I would say the second preseason game, which I believe is the road game, is a road game. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it is, including the Hall of Fame game. I think it's the second game. I would see maybe a quarter out of C.J. Stroud in the starters.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See,
I'm
the opposite. I think that there is a lot of value to playing preseason games just because, like, you can take all the reps you want in practice, mm-hmm. but that doesn't replicate a game situation.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get do-overs in a game situation. So you can get a do-over in practice. You don't get that do-over in the game. You don't get to do-over that 3rd and 15 that mm-hmm. you need to try to convert. And I think that getting in the routine of playing in a game, I think that matters. I think that waking up and getting ready to play that game, I don't think you want to do that week one. I just don't. I think that you play your first half, then you have your halftime, and then you have to get back out on the field. Like I also getting your body acclimated to doing that. Like, I know these guys have played football their entire lives, but when you haven't done it for 6 months, mm-hmm. I think there is some value that comes with doing that, basically doing the dress rehearsal.
I get what you're saying, and I just feel like these guys prepare for every single scenario. In these training camp practices, we're looking at it right now. You know, we've talked about how they have red zone and they have 3rd and 15, as you talked about, or 4th and 1, as you talked about. Like, they're so prepared. It's now, I will say, it's not like a game, but they have these reps in those scenarios, in those settings. Now, what I said is I would do it like 1/4, and that's it for the preseason. That's not what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, they will have maybe 1/4 in the second preseason game, 3rd preseason, because Texas play 4, the 3rd preseason game, maybe another half, or just play the 2nd quarter into half so you can do the halftime adjustments and such. They will do a little more than that. I just think it's relatively meaningless.
No, I think it only helps because, like, you're out here in practice and you're hitting, but you're not really hitting.
You're not going all the way off.
Yeah, you've got a guy with a red jersey who's not allowed to be touched. Like, no, that guy needs to get hit before the season starts. Because I do think the one thing that you see, there are more turnovers those first few games of the season than there are once everybody gets kind of acclimated to everything, because nobody gets hit.
Yeah.
So like you need to be ready to take hits, and if you haven't done it for 6 months, then it obviously makes it a little tougher once the season does actually start. So I'm all in favor of, listen, I'm not saying that you play these guys every snap of
like
every
the old
single
days,
game.
Six preseason games.
No, oh God, no. But you know, don't play them that first game.
Yeah.
Get their feet wet that second game, and then that third game, as it was in the past, that's when you let guys go a little bit longer. And so I do think that would help them, just because also you don't want to be the rusty team week one. Like, you don't want to be the team when the season starts, you're the one that's rusty, because the margins are so slim in this league that if you play one bad game, that could be the difference between winning the division or not making the playoffs at all. That's what happened last year. I mean, Jacksonville loses one game and they miss the playoffs. So to me, you got to treat every game every game is precious, and so you have to be able to be ready to play right out the gate.
It really is team by team right now also. So I think there should be some sort of legislation from the NFL, and there will be once they go to an 18-game schedule, where you play one preseason game. And in that case, then obviously you might see more. Because there'll be like a 10-day break like there always is between that game and the regular season starting. So that in that case, you might see like a half and then going into the third quarter. But it is a team by team. Now, keep in mind, there's examples either way. You talk about, you know, rusty and all that. Joe Burrow in his career and in his entire career has played one preseason game, and he's done pretty well. You know, so, you know, with that offense, I'm not talking about just him as a player, but like getting that offense going, the bank winning games and all that.
The team, though, hasn't always started great.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things that you have to keep in mind. Now, again, the reason why you don't want to play your guys in preseason is injuries.
Like what Gerber's the reason he hasn't played.
But listen, guys get hurt. Like, it's football. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys get hurt week one. Mm-hmm. You hold guys out of week one because you might get hurt and miss the last 16 games of the season. So I don't think that you can take the approach of, well, we don't want to play this guy in this game because he might get hurt. And then you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. That's a scared approach. Like, you might as well just not practice it. I mean, remember, Deshaun Watson tore his ACL in a non-contact practice.
Yeah.
So, like, You can't go around just being like terrified of, well, this guy might get hurt, so we can't do this.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it both sides. That's why it's an ongoing discussion every year. Just watching how this has progressed over the years, like, these guys are going to be ready. Like that's just my opinion. These guys are going to be ready, and there's going to be rust. There's going to be, I had this down on the dock for just sort of, it was just sort of a thought I had, not necessarily like an entire segment. It might fit here, and I know Figgy might have an opinion on this too. Walking across the field right now, shaking hands with Cal McNair, is Laremy Tunsil. He's wearing shorts, Jordans. Man, he's wearing his Jordans in the rain. He's wearing shorts, Jordans, and a little hoodie. And it was just a thought that I heard somebody talking about. And that is, Laremy Tunsil doesn't do anything. like he doesn't do anything. And he's a stud. There's no question. I mean, his lifetime goal has been to become all pro. He's an absolute stud. But him not playing, and this is kind of feeding into your train of thought. Figgy, what is the biggest thing with Laremy Tunsil? If anybody can complain about anything with Laremy Tunsil, what might it be? Target on my back.
Yeah.
The pre-snap penalties. Jumping off sides. So is that just he's a guy trying to get an edge and he occasionally jumps off? Or could he use some reps?
No, it's probably just him just trying to gain an edge.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more than anything else.
But the reps might help him.
They might.
You know what I mean?
They might, but also at the same time, like, I get not having him out here because he's not that old.
He's 29.
Yeah,
he's going to be 30. He's going to be 30 in like 5 days.
We do kind of approach him like he's a 35-year-old man, at least for 15 years. Yeah, listen, that has been just the approach that they've taken, where he doesn't really need camp and he doesn't practice all that much during the season either. So, listen, would it benefit him to be out there? Yeah, probably, but it also just might be bad for his body, too, where this is a guy who had knee surgery in the offseason and his body has kind of broken down at times, so they're trying to keep him. They hope that this is going to be a 21-game season, so they need to try and keep him upright all 21 of those games, and if that means that he's not practicing during training camp, then, hey, so be it. You got to know your personnel.
And it's truly just a question. I don't know. I don't really have a strong opinion either way. But it did. I thought it did kind of get my interest. Like, you know, he doesn't take reps with the first team, with his linemen. They always talk about how these linemen are, you know, a unit, and they have to work so well with each other, et cetera, et cetera. It was an interesting question to me.
Well, and I do wonder, I don't think he's going to sit out all of training camp.
Right.
I do wonder, D'Amico Ryans has said they're just trying to ramp him up to get him ready for Indianapolis. So I imagine at some point we will see him on the field taking reps with everybody else. I don't know when that's going to be. I do think, obviously, it would help to have him out there. But I do think it's also been valuable for him not to be out there because it's getting Blake Fisher reps.
No, big time.
And that, I think, is really important for them moving forward just because you invested a second-round pick in Blake Fisher. And the more that you can see him out on the field with the first team, with C.J. Stroud, going up against first-team defensive guys, I think that's only going to help him because I think he's a really important part of their future.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, so day 7 here at Texans training camp, we will hear from another one of those offensive linemen, Juice Scruggs, coming up whenever they get off the practice field. Joe Mixon not practicing today. John Mechie is, so keep an eye out for that, and we'll let you know if there are any other developments that come from the Methodist Training Center. Day 7 of training camp, we are in the loop. Coming up next, John Lopez will give us his passing thoughts from day 7. This is Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.